Iraqi authorities are vowing to push back against the self-named Islamic State once again. This time it's in the western province of Anbar, whose main city, Ramadi, is now held by ISIS. They are reportedly shoring up their defenses there, ready for a fight. Iraqi security forces and tribal fighters have told NPR they are beginning to take ground back on the edges of Ramadi, but they think it will be slow going. NPR's Alice Fordham joins us now to talk more about that fight. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
The security forces fled Ramadi when ISIS attacked. Do you sense that there's been a big change, that they're now ready or able to regroup?
The problems that existed within the security forces themselves are endemic and are unlikely to change in the near future. What has happened is that a decision has been made that paramilitary forces, pro-government allies, who are Shiite Muslims, will join the fight in Anbar province. Now, the reluctance to use these fighters in that area stems from the fact that the majority of people in Anbar province are Sunni Muslims, and Iraq, of course, has a long history of sectarian tension and violence and bloodletting. The fear was that as Shiite fighters were used in the province, there would be tension. But I think now it seems that there's a feeling within the authorities that they don't have a lot of choice, that they need to shore up their defense forces with these paramilitaries.
What about the people inside the city who ran away, just ordinary citizens who are now refugees, I suppose? Where'd they go?
Many people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, are having difficulty getting to a safe place. A report was released by Human Rights Watch this weekend saying that since April, 200,000 people have tried to escape. But in the closest provinces to Anbar, which are Baghdad and Babylon province, there are restrictions on people coming in. Human Rights Watch points out that the consequence of these restrictive policies on the movement of people means that there are a lot of civilians trapped in places that aren't safe, where they don't have shelter, where it's very hot in the middle of summer at the moment.
What about inside Ramadi? What can you tell us about what it's like there now?
We've been able to speak to a reporter from Ramadi who's still there. And what he tells us about daily life there fits in with the accounts of other places that the group has taken over. ISIS want people to stay in these cities. They want to be in control of populated areas. So they make an effort to supply services. There is food available, slightly cheaper, apparently, than it was previously. They provide electricity via generators, which they charge people for. They are paying day laborers who are working for them. And again, as we've seen in other places, witnesses say they are digging in militarily, in particular laying thousands and thousands of mines along the roads where they expect counterattacks to come from.
NPR's Alice Fordham speaking to us from northern Iraq. Alice, thank you.
Thanks for having me.